was a long wait, 3 years whole wait, but eventually it happened. So for me, I think that it's a step towards the fight that we have. So the fact that, two people have been convicted, for us is quite exciting. Like the previous speaker mentioned, this is a rampant issue. Witchcraft accusation is quite rampant in northern regions, the northern regions, let me say. And if you look at where the camps are located, they're also located within the northern regions. So that tells us that witchcraft accusations are quite rampant. And so if we have the court taking action against people who are perpetrating it, then we see it as a step in the right direction.
I can't, agree with you more. But is this deterrent enough, the sentencing of these two to 12 years each for two counts but to run concurrently? Is this a deterrent, a strong enough deterrent to stop this menace?
Well, I'm sure you know that there's conversation going on about criminalizing witchcraft, and the bill is in the process at Parliament. I'm sure that when the bill is successful and it comes to an act, we may have, a more compelling year to serve when it comes to witchcraft. I may not know what the defense have pleaded, because for us, we thought it was a murder, but if it is a manslaughter, and also looking at them, young women, one of them is quite young. I think that is for me, the important thing is that they have been convicted, and it will also serve for people who because if you notice, there were other people who were yelling and were, who were sort of giving them the strength to do it, and yet they are not in court. And this tells us that a number of times, young people are pushed forward to do things that probably they should not have been those leading. It's unfortunate that there are a whole lot of young men who push these two guys, two ladies, to do this, yet they have not found themselves to the court. So for me, this might not be a compelling reason to stop witchcraft accusation, but we cannot also deny that once people know that when witchcraft accusation and its associated violations happen, you're going to end up in the law court. I'm sure that it may also deter, people from stepping forward to take the law into their own hands.